grateful are you for life, for love, and everything that goes along with it? Greetings, greetings, and salutations, one and all. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Welcome to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It's a Real Talk Night right here on kevinstew.com and affiliates all over the globe. Glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you, and you have my word, I wouldn't even try. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on TuneIn Radio. On the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Much love to you. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in out of New Jersey on NIE Radio. Hanging with New Jersey's finest, The Motivator. Remember, you can catch The Motivator on Thursdays, but Double Trouble Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Catch up with him also on Saturdays, Motivation Saturdays at noon. Forever and ever, amen. I want to say big ups to the Long Island Massive. You pick me up. Locked in on Reggae Pulse Radio. You're my lover, girl, you're my best. Big up to DJ Atomic Force and the crew. Much love to you. A lot of things, don't forget everything we've been through. I hope you know that I will never hurt you. One of the blessings to the South Florida Massive. I was a little bit touched. Locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Hey, I hope you know that I just wanna love you, baby. Big ups, Mr. Twinkle Toes. Love you. Mr. Lindsay himself. Veteran in the business. Never run, never hear, man. Thank you for the support. Big ups to those on PEMGTV.com. You're my lover, girl, you're my best friend. Those on Zeno FM. Who can give this love away? Those locked in on Clubhouse. You never say I can go out. Bubbling up in a stew pot. My life. Hey man, Zeno FM and the Clubhouse. Giving up. Both have the same name. The stew pot. Hey man, that's where the bubbling happening. Girl. Much love to the Massive on Facebook Live. Yeah, much respect to those on Facebook Live. I truly appreciate love you guys too. Cause we've been through it all. You pick me up when I fall. Remember, if you're on Clubhouse, if you're on Facebook Live, it's only a segment broadcast, so don't get too comfortable. Gonna love you for. Come on over to kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Right. It's the home of the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Cause we've been through. You pick me up when I fall. You're my lover, girl, you're my. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors. Girl, I don't know about you, but thank you to Pulse C Media Group. But being in a moment is priceless. Give them a call. They take care of your videos, your photos, your streaming, your ads. I don't know about you, but they can stream your event live. Girl, please. Yeah, man. Everything we've been through. You'll be live in a living color. They do everything you see here on kevinstew.com and more. Love you forever. Forever. You have a wedding, a church service, a funeral, a graduation, a party, a seminar. They can stream that for you live. Just call them up, 754-999-1140. Best friend. That's 754-999-1140. I heard a lot of things. And tell them Kevin Stew sent you. We've been through. I hope you know that I will never hurt you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea Issues, a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Forever and ever, amen. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. You pick me up when I. That's 954-655-9000. You're my best friend. She only has one request outside of paying her. That is to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. Oh, a day without you in my life. I am never giving up. No, I am never giving in. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. I'm all right, girl. Reggae Global will act as your booking agents. Handle your tour management. Take care of your business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and much, much more. Give them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199. Big ups to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. I'm gonna love you forever. They're licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. Forever and ever. So if you want to move from point A to point B, put some things in storage, don't have the manpower, don't have the transportation, when I fall, you really and truly have no worries. Because you have the name and you have the number. McNeil Trucking. 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. Tell them you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. They'll take care of you. True is just a lesson. Girl, I'm gonna love you forever. Inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Because the information is good for everybody and the vibe is nice, so we can all enjoy it. You're my lover, girl, you're my best friend. The Zone of Stig the Artist. Don't forget everything. A track called Love You Forever. Hope you know that I will never hurt you, baby, yeah. And yeah, I was a little bit toxic, but girl, on this Real Talk night, I hope you know that I... Are you authentic in your relationship? Gonna love you forever. Which version of you shows up? Forever. When you start a relationship with someone, is it the you that your friends know you as? You pick me up when... Or is it the you that your partner sees that shows up in that relationship? Can you take this love away? Know that I am here to stay. I can't go a day without you. So when you say you love somebody forever, which person is it that you're loving? Never giving up. No, I am never giving in. As long as we're together, I'm alright. You ever hear some people say, boy, you know, I feel like I'm stifling in my relationship. I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like I can't be myself. Ever and ever, yeah, man. Cause I've been through it all. You pick me up when I fall. What is it that causes them to feel that way? Why do they say things like that? I'm so good. Now, if you're in a relationship and... you have to pretend to be someone that your partner will like, then that might be a problem, don't you think? Yeah, I think so too. 773-789 Stu gets you in touch. 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. I want to hear from you. Go ahead, don't be shy. It's a judgment-free zone. Happy hump day to you, Julie. How are you? You can join Julianne for the Truly Julie experience every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Flex FM. Check her out. You won't regret it. Trust me. She got her thing going on. Hey, Julie. So, 773-789-STEW. Number that gets you in touch. 773-789-7839. You can just call me, text me, WhatsApp me, wherever you are in the world. And it rings right here in studio. Of course, you can jump into the stew pot. What is known as a chat room on websites. What kind of fancy over here on kevinstew.com. It's a stew pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So go to kevinstew.com, click on the join chat, and boom, you're there. You can remain anonymous if you want to. You can put your name so I know who it is that I'm interacting with. You have options. But we only ask that you remain respectful and be true. Now, that might be a challenge for some people, because in being authentic, people tend to believe that they may not be liked. Or they don't focus on being authentic because they focus on wanting to be liked. So there's that too. According to Psychology Today, if we can't be ourselves in our relationships, then we're not really compatible. Now, how about that to set the stage? Virtually 100% of people, at some time in their attempts to make love work, they will compromise their best thinking and some core values to avoid getting dumped, to try to make their marriage work, or to keep the good coming. Yeah, you know, you don't want to let go of the good. So they compromise something. And I don't know if they're told that that's a great idea. And I don't know who it is that told them that's a great idea. It might even sound like it's a great idea. But no. Really and truly, it isn't. You may stay married or stay together longer if you stop doing something that your mate just totally abhors. They're not like it. And that might be a good idea for them. And also for you. You know, happy wife, happy life, that kind of a thing. But that's not what we're talking about when suggesting staying true to self. Instead, what we're leaning toward here is giving up your preferred career, your friends, or something essential, some essential part of who you are for them, just to make them happy, just to be in that relationship. You know, sometimes it's not to make them happy. Sometimes it's to be in the relationship. Sometimes we're so clouded in our skewed in our view of what a relationship should be that we work towards what we want people to believe is a great relationship. Personal authenticity starts with accepting ourselves. Now, that off the bat, out the gate, can be quite a challenge. Because as I was having a discussion with someone recently, a lot of us don't know ourselves. Nor have we taken the time to sit in front of the mirror and say, boy, you know, it's nice to meet you. Who are you again? We don't know ourselves. We might know some things that we like, some things that we don't like, but who are you really? And don't answer that by saying, you know, I'm a businessman. I'm a manager. That's not who you are. That's what you do. Who are you? So personal authenticity starts with accepting ourselves, our sexuality, and our needs as they are. And that is a part of being true to ourselves. If you give up a core part of who you are to save the relationship, you are essentially destroyed. Yeah. But really and truly, what they're saying is you have destroyed what you were trying to save because your real self is not there. So, essentially, you have destroyed yourself in trying to make this relationship work. And in doing so, also destroyed the relationship. Because that is ultimately where it's going to land. A relationship is only real, only sustainable, when the two adults in it are authentically themselves. Imagine if we're pretending to be someone we're not. How is that supposed to work out over a lifetime? Acting any way other than yourself, that is simply an unsustainable band-aid to a compatibility problem. It doesn't last. If we can't be ourselves in the relationship, we're not really compatible. And we're simply not capable of loving one another as we are. So we talk about wanting to have unconditional love. At what point does unconditional love show up when you're pretending to be someone else? You're not giving it because you're putting on a show. And you're definitely not getting it because that is going to the character that you are. So where is the unconditional love? Resolve to ignore the foolish tendency to please someone into liking you. And for the sake of wanting to be with that attractive person, that rich person, that to have that image of this great relationship. A lot of people have the tendency to do something like that because they want the prize. Whether it is she wanting him or him wanting her or him wanting him or she wanting her, whatever floats your boat. One person puts on this show to make someone else like them. It's not who they are. There's no way you can make someone like you because there's no way we can control the feelings of others. You just can't do it. So sometimes you hear people talk about, oh, you made me fall in love with you. And it was a, whoa, wait, oh, wait. Really and truly. Did they? Some people might be thinking, maybe. But you can at least influence them. Well, no. According to Psychology Today, and this author, you can't. And there's proof. So, Stephen Ng, who is a sexual futurist, exactly what a sexual futurist is, I don't ask me, because to be honest, I don't know. But he says, you can't influence them, and there's proof. So think of the last time you hated someone. those of you that listen to The Night Shift on a regular, or even Real Talk on a regular, know that hate on this program, hate with Kevin Stew, takes on a different connotation. It means something else. And it speaks to having acceptance for enlightenment. But in this situation here, they're saying, in this analogy, think of the last time you hated someone. Now, imagine being guilt-tripped into forgiving that person. Let me give you a second to think about that while I look at some of these comments here. Hey, Dora. How are you guys down there in Brazil? Radio Crystal Gospel checking in. Much love to you guys. So, have you thought about it? And you thought about being guilt-tripped into forgiving that person? Now, can you make yourself stop, quote-unquote, hating that person and then love them? For the majority of us, the answer to that question is not just a regular no, but a resounding no. And that's not how feelings work. That's typically what comes after that no. How can you ever hope to control the feelings of another person? So, you can't. What do you need to do? Stop trying. You know, you just, I don't know, putting on some type of a show. You probably need to get an Oscar. Instead of convincing your partner to like you, stay true to yourself. Because believe it or not, there is someone out there who will like you for you, just the way you are. Imagine, this someone might be a boss. So let's use this as an analogy. Imagine for a moment, this person is a boss and you're waiting at the bus stop. You keep seeing bus number 2, bus number 5, and you're looking for bus number 1. It's frustrating, it's time consuming. But you must wait, because all those other buses are headed for a destination other than the one you want. So, instead of taking multiple buses in an attempt to get to where you're going, you wait for bus 1. Because it'll be well worth the wait. And guess what? You are well worth the wait. So why not just wait? Now, the author here is really a marriage and family therapist. And so he's been addressing some of these issues for a while.
Yeah.
Give or take about 3 decades. His name is Stephen Ng. I-N-G. And, you know, it gives a little bit of an insight into what happens when your partner doesn't know you. And the only reason your partner doesn't know you, really and truly, is because you don't know you. You are. Because you know you, you have not decided to, or you have decided to show your partner something else. Because you think that your partner might not like you. You know, what would be really funny in that situation, if that is what you're doing, and your partner finds out the real you, and your partner really and truly loves the real you, but because you put on this show, you put on this facade, they can't trust you, and that destroys the relationship. Not the fact that they don't like who they have now met. The fact that you put on a show. So they say, hey, you know, you lied to me. You didn't trust me enough to be straight up with me. And that would be the real irony of that situation. Because the very same person that you're hiding from your partner is the person that your partner loves, but because you are hiding that person, they don't want to be with you. Crazy, right? Now, it's a little bit different if, as you are going on your journey, that you recognize certain things about yourself and you do the self-work and then you say, oh, this is who I am, and introduce that person to your partner. That is a little bit different from knowing who you are, recognizing, accepting who you are, and then hiding that because you think your partner wouldn't like it. Crazy. Here's the even more crazy part. There are so many of us out there that are playing this relationship game, and that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly the method that we have chosen to use in keeping this relationship, in having this person, for whatever reason, outside of being true to you. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the inconvenient truth as it relates to being the authentic self. Because it can be a little bit tricky, this whole authentic journey. And it's not for the faint of heart, but you definitely should embark on it and stay true to the journey. Because everybody stands to benefit in the long run. Before we take a quick or official break, I want to remind you guys of some things. One of them being to visit my Mary Kay store. Yes, I am an independent Mary Kay consultant, and I have products. I got into it for the skincare, and since we all have skin, men and women alike, I got into it for the skincare. So, in addition to the skincare, there are a few things, cosmetics, you know, fragrances, that are available. There's some beard care that men might be able to capitalize on. So ladies, go ahead and get your man some beard care or some fragrances. They're just as good as anybody else's. So go ahead and check it out. MaryKay.com/KevinStew. And of course, you can check out the CC cream. Those who are into skin tone balancing, check out the CC cream and see how well it works for you. You could be into in the media business and you sit in front of a camera and you want to look good. Something like the CC cream can work for you. It's not heavy. Real easy to apply, real easy to remove. It is called the CC cream. Visit MaryKay.com/KevinStew. Check it out. See if you like it and see if you like some other products. And just place your order right there. I'll get it. We'll process it.
Quality Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Christine representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two and the night shift radio show. Yo, it thing at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa, DJ Kevin's two have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's true believing, and that's no doubt. Sell out the night shift radio show, Christine. Just a hot it up. Loud. Kill the beast.
Tonight I'll be your preacher, baby. You give me your rooms. Much respect. So those of you on Clubhouse, those of you on Facebook Live, this is where we part company with that platform. Come on over to KevinStew.com for the remainder of the broadcast. Because like I said, it's only a segment broadcast over here. Use the link, it's pinned in the comment section. It's in the description. KevinStew.com. You have two ways to watch. There are two embedded players. One is a YouTube player. The other one is just there on the website. Searching for your treasure. Pick your choice. Jump in the chat. Interact with me for the remainder of the broadcast. Of course, you can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. Doesn't really matter where you are in the world. Tell me, I'll be all you want. Girl, just come on over, spend the night. It'll be the best, all you gotta do. Baby, just come over, let me be your lover. The sound of Enzo. I can give you pleasure. Track is called Come Over. Go ahead and come on over to kevinstew.com. Everything. Baby girl, come over. Wanna be your lover. Got some things to show ya. Got some things to show ya. Wanna give you pleasure. Searching for your treasure. I could be ya. I could be ya. Everything you want. I can be everything you want. If what you want is truly me. Outside of that, we're gonna have a problem, because then I won't be what you want. And I'm not gonna pretend to be what you want if that's not me. However,
hey.
People have been doing it. I used to do it. I won't even lie. I used to be that guy. And it, I can't say it ended well. No. Because more than anyone else, it really affected me. And so, whereas it did affect others, it affected me more. And who can you hurt more than how you hurt yourself? That's an interesting thought, right? It's just like asking the reverse. Who can you love more than you love yourself? And if you don't love yourself, can you actually love someone else? Things that make you go, Now, really and truly, everyone wants to be authentic, right? And according to Scientific American, you want to be true to yourself, not a slavish follower of social expectations. However, more often than not, many of us are just that, slavish followers of social expectations. Because if they don't say it on social media, we're not doing it. Whatever form of social media you choose to follow. You want to live your best life, pursuing your particular desires, rather than falling in line with whatever everyone else thinks happiness requires. Studies have even shown that feelings of authenticity can go hand in hand with numerous psychological and social benefits. Higher self-esteem, greater well-being, better romantic relationships, and enhanced work performance. Now, the work performance and the relationship may go hand in hand, but the romantic relationship, that is. But we'll leave that alone for now. Authenticity is a slippery thing, though. Most people would define authenticity as acting in accordance with your idiosyncratic set of values and qualities. Research has shown that people feel most authentic when they conform to a particular set of socially approved qualities, such as being extroverted, emotionally stable, conscientious, intellectual, and agreeable. This, however, is the paradox of authenticity. In order to reap the many benefits of feeling authentic, you may have to betray your true nature. That kind of sounds crazy, right? Well, from a psychological science standpoint, a person is considered authentic if they meet certain criteria. Authentic people have considerable self-knowledge and are motivated to learn more about themselves. They're equally interested in understanding their strengths and weaknesses, and they are willing to honestly reflect on feedback, regardless of whether it is flattering or unflattering. Most important, authentic people behave in line with their unique values and qualities, even if those idiosyncrasies may conflict with social conventions or other external influences. So they don't float with the tide. Sometimes they go against it. Introverted people, for example, are being authentic when they are quiet at a dinner party, even if social convention dictates that the guest should generate conversation. But they're introverted. So they must pretend to be someone that they're not, just to meet this social desire. Really? A number of studies have shown that people's feelings of authenticity are often shaped by something other than their loyalty to their unique qualities. Again, paradoxically, feelings of authenticity seem to be related to a kind of social conformity. In these studies, people are first asked to characterize the qualities that reflect their true self. Afterwards, they complete assignments daily or once a week over a period of multiple weeks. Assignments about the extent to which their behavior reflected their qualities and the extent to which they feel or felt authentic. We would expect that people feel most authentic on days where their behavior closely matches their unique pattern of values and qualities. Consider two people who differ in the degree to which they avoid quarreling with other people. Let's say Jane is agreeable and John antagonistic. On a day where each quarrels with someone, Jane would be expected to report feeling less authentic than John because she has engaged in a behavior that is inconsistent with her idiosyncratic qualities. Instead, research finds that people report feeling most authentic when their behavior conforms to a specific pattern of qualities, namely, when they are extroverted, emotionally stable, conscientious, intellectual, and agreeable. That is, we feel most authentic when we act like a cross between the perfect party guest and the perfect co-worker. So, despite their personality differences, research suggests that both Jane and John would report feeling inauthentic on a day where they quarrel with someone. Crazy, right? So, in their lab and other labs that study authenticity, there's a tendency to study people from countries where parenting practices and institutions play a role in reinforcing behaviors that are socially outgoing, even-keeled, dependable, competent, and pleasant to others. And research has shown that we view people as less than fully human when they fail to conform to social convention or societal conventions. As an example, people with soiled clothes do not conform to societal conventions supporting hygiene, and they tend to be treated as less than completely human just because of dirty clothes. So when it comes time to actually make a judgment about our own authenticity, we may use criteria that are closer to how we judge the authenticity of an object, such as food. A passion fruit tiramisu may be unique, but the authenticity of tiramisu is judged by its conformity to a conventional recipe. Similarly, it appears that the more we conform to societal conventions about how a person should act, the more authentic we feel. So, we are really, truly, in every sense of the word, fake but true to societal norms. So, are we fake or are we true? I'm so confused. Are you? We want to believe that authenticity will bring us benefits, right? It's not surprising that businesses such as Microsoft, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Gap have worked with consultants to leverage authenticity in the workplace. However, until we learn more about whether being authentic reaps the same benefits as feeling authentic, we are left with a tough decision between loyalty to our true selves and conformity to social convention. So where do we go? Because society says, hey, in order for you to be an upstanding citizen, you need to do certain things a certain way. But here it is. You consider yourself an upstanding citizen, but don't like to do things the way the majority likes to do it. You like to do things a little bit differently. So because of that, you are not being your true self? Or is it that you're just not being who society wants you to be? And based on how an individual is measured, because what it comes back to is how you measure you. So if you're measuring yourself against a societal norm, then you're using a false sense or acquiring a false sense of authenticity. Because that is who, I don't know, maybe some influential people have decided that they want to be. Or they may not even be that way, but they want you to be that way for their benefit. And so, as long as you conform to that idea, you are now saying, hey, you know, I'm being true. Because being an authentic person requires you to check these boxes. But they're not your boxes. So how then can you be authentic? And it's the same thing that happens on a smaller scale when you get into these one-on-one relationships. Here it is. I can't stop going back to this. In these romantic relationships, we want to be with someone that loves us unconditionally. We want to have that person that you can be your true self with. And this is where that unconditional love comes in, because you might do some things, you may have some ways about you that just annoy the heck out of people. Even that same best friend that you may have. But that best friend that you may have still loves you, although you annoy them. They love the true you. So here it is. We all want to have this best friend as our partner, but nobody wants to choose our partner to be our best friend. And that is the person that loves you unconditionally. Now, if your best friend is of the same gender, then, and you're not a homosexual, then that could be a problem. However, the concept remains true, right? If we can be ourselves with the person that we call our partner, and they love us through it, then isn't it at that point that we're experiencing unconditional love? Think about it. Medium.com has an article that actually says to stop caring about authenticity. And when you see a title, as we're addressing being authentic in relationships, when you see a title like that and you think, wait, why should I stop caring about authenticity? If we stop caring about authenticity, then what is it that we're supposed to care about? The article starts with a quote. I want to talk about authenticity less, and I want to talk about integrity more, because I think we are using them interchangeably. I even use it as a shorthand, and I'm going to point it out when I see more and more, when I see this thing, this idea of authenticity as this thing we're supposed to be striving for, I want to talk about why I think that's wrong and why I think it's a part of the problem in politics. John Lovett said that. When John Lovett said that about politics, it struck a chord with the author here. And the author being Katia Moorman. And she says, we entrepreneurs, brands, and even individuals are constantly told that we need to be authentic. Now, of course, again, this is one of those things. We're told to be something and nobody sits or takes the time to explain what that is. So it becomes this fad word. I didn't say a bad word. Fad word. Because everybody gets on board and it's the new thing, right? So we're told that we should be authentic. We're told the world is full of charlatans trying to take advantage of people. And the only way to fight against these posers, as we used to say in school, is to look for authenticity, right? An idea, she goes on to say, that I always found to be inauthentic. But what is authenticity? The question that many people have been, I guess, not trying to answer, but trying to live. So authentic used to be a word in a relationship, or used in relationship to something fake. That is, a brand new Louis Vuitton bag cannot be bought on Canal Street, or anywhere online other than Louis Vuitton. But the term has become so overused that when someone claims to be authentic, it's simply a subjective self-assessment. We all know the authentic idiot who considers all bad behavior justified as just keeping it real, and will proudly claim the label authentic. And I guess that is a challenge of wearing the badge of authenticity. Because now you come to a point where there's a fine line between just being rude and being authentic. Because authenticity is now the excuse of authenticity is being used to be rude, to disregard the cares of anyone else. And so they say, hey, you know, that might be how you feel about it, but I'm just keeping it real. You hear people say that? And you have to wonder, are they really keeping it real? Are they really being authentic? So let's consider some other less than desirable examples of quote-unquote authenticity. When Donald Trump tweets one thing one day and then the complete opposite the next, no one will accuse him of a lack of authenticity. When a mother scolds a child by saying, "Behave," and the child retorts, "I am behaving like myself," they too are indeed being authentic. Even the "how could they be so clueless" Pepsi, Kendall, Jenna ad debacle, where it could be argued as authentically Pepsi, a huge corporate brand best known for selling carbonated chemical sugar in ocean-polluting plastic bottles. It is really surprising that they would buy an influencer to use in a tone-deaf ad that tries to cash in on a cultural moment. It could even be argued that it authentically fits with their ethos. And thus, the failure isn't one of authenticity, but it's on one of integrity. So, is it that we need to have integrity in our relationship and not authenticity? So what is integrity then? It means doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. It's having that other old-fashioned attribute, that character, and has an accountability that authenticity actually lacks. And guess what? People care. A recent survey revealed that 97% of global consumers expect the ethical use of technology from brands alongside consumer-focused innovation. The next coolest thing is no longer interesting if it mines your data or poisons our environment. Going further, according to findings from the 2015 Cone Communications Millennials CSR study, more than 9 in 10 millennials would switch brands to one associated with a cause. You could argue that companies can fake integrity as well. And to some degree, yes, that is true. There will also be those who are a bit more questionable. H&M's attempt at eco-friendly doesn't do much for the fact that they are still a fast fashion company with all the issues that implies. Nor do salads make a fast food restaurant suddenly healthy. It doesn't. But if you dig a little deeper, there are some amazing companies built with integrity, and it's reflected from how they treat their workers to how they treat the planet. Patagonia and Eileen Fisher are two that easily come to mind, but Kathleen goes on to say, I think they're just the beginning of a major shift. More and more we're learning to question and demand transparency instead of just accepting what is given. We've learned to do this from experience. Discovering our information has been sold without our consent, or that chemicals in our clothing is making us sick, or broken any trust or assumption that a company has our best interest in mind. The result is those with clear and positive values are that much more attractive. It's not hard to be authentic. We shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back for authenticity. We should expect more from ourselves and the companies we support. We should expect integrity. So, in our relationships, does being the authentic self in the relationship more lean to having integrity in our relationships versus being authentic in our relationships? Does that bring about the authenticity of who we are? Because we show integrity. Does authenticity remove that aspect of caring from the equation? Things that make you go, We're going to take another quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. Call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. It's a night shift with DJ Kevin Stew, Real Talk Night. And tonight we're looking at authentic in relationships. Are you? Where do you stand with authenticity? We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakara Mantino, I'm making no sense right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
Jack Roddick bringing us back from the break. I was trying to reach out to, trying to connect with one of the listeners. He started telling us a story here. And, I was trying to get him on and let him tell the story himself versus me relaying it. So we'll see if we can get that happening before the night is out. Jack Raddick's bringing us back from the break, track called True to Myself. This is Real Talk right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And we're looking at being authentic in relationships. Sounds easy? Yes? No? Maybe so? One of the things that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast relates to pleasing others. And this is one of the things that causes problems with authenticity. Because here it is, we have this people pleasing thing happening. And we don't think about how much it could be damaging to the relationship that we're in. Greetings and salutations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin. I'm here. My name is Rupert Rooms. I'm calling from Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As I was texting you and let telling you what's really taking place. It's over for a while now, but I'm end up be losing every way.
All right, tell us a story, and then you can explain why you think that you end up being the loser in every way.
All right, met this woman. We go on for a while. I was working at that good place as a contract. I was working with me. So I meet this woman, start to talk to this woman. We get on along. Then we start go to bed.
Yeah.
Start to invest my little much with her because me says a good woman. So me need a home for myself and she.
Right.
She have 2 children. I get 3 outside. She have 2, not for me neither, for herself. So right. We decide we don't want any children. So what we're going to do, we're going to try get a home that we can live when comfortable and get much older.
Right.
All right. We go on till we find a piece of land. The land was around over 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
We get the land, clean up the land, start to buy material, till we build the house. But as soon as the house reached lintel, we put on the top and put on window and things, we find so everything start to change. When we say change, it means by rapid. No love, no more love, and no love again is war. I'm not a war. Telling the truth, I don't war. I don't quarrel. Up till today, I don't quarrel. I don't fight. I'm not that type of man.
Yes.
So, Kevin, I'm living 24 years with this woman, and I live 4 years with a terror after the house done.
What?
I mean terror. It was nice. I come in the night, eating my dinner, I cry. Eating breakfast in the morning, I cry. Sometimes I don't eat none at all. Go out, come in, I'm trying to find out what's really going on. Still couldn't find out. But what for the blue one Sunday evening, me and her sit down on the veranda and some argument come up. Mm-hmm. And she turned to me and said, I hope I don't tell my people that I have nowhere around here because she tells our family she did before me to let me stay to tell me die. So I said, what? What do you really mean about that? And she said, you know, hear what me say. Listen what me say. Again, if me did before you, you're going to tell me people to make you live. Me say, live where? You was not for me, are you? She said, no, Master, we have nothing here. I'm going to have your clothes. If you tear it, if you leave, I can't take it up. I'm not no here for you. Me say, so hold on. What about all those money me spend with you? All those partners with me, you never collect dollar for it. All of them go to make house for both of us. She say, your name not depend nothing, you know. So, your name not depend nothing. I'm alone. Not even pick my name not upon it. I'm saying, no, man, you're serious. You're kind of serious. She said, you think I'm joking? I'm Kevin. I live in a terror. She cursed mother. She cursed daughter. She cursed brother. She cursed sister. Just my family alone. I never tell her say her head at, and I never tell her nothing about her mother. Not me mean nothing. We just not that type of person.
Right.
So me live in a message, you know, maybe we can change this situation of what we are going to.
Right, right.
So we keep on going and going till one evening I come in from work and see and meeting at the veranda and said to me, say, some expletive. And I say, what are you talking about? She says she lose like $100 and a meat if it. I say, my girl, you should have better sense on that. Me and you there for years, and if you want a dollar, I tell you, say, leave me a dollar till a man or to me reach a bank. And she go on, she play on a show that evening, you know, and me just pass going, and I lay down, and I don't sleep for the whole night, and the Saturday morning, I get up. And I say, you may go kill this woman. Listen to me. I say, I go kill this woman. I'm a buyer. He said, the man go to my town, I'm a buyer cutlass, I'm a buyer file. I can't sharpen it in a coming as that. The man may not know nothing about that. And go home, I sharpen that cutlass, you know. I say, I go kill you. I must kill you because I can't work so hard. If you I probably to near you. I realize now I told me what to do. I'm Kevin. I put on the clean up because this what I do. You know, I say what this is in. Well, sharp, away to kill her, you know.
Yes.
I'm go in at the town and book one of my cousin. She's deceased now. And she says, tell me something. Come here, man. How you look, sir? Warm to you. I say, what you talk about? And say, you look well. And say, you don't look like you, no, not. I don't know you have this type. Warm to you. Walk on. And I say, nothing, man. I may walk on. She grab on for me. I say, no, something wrong. Tell me what's going on. And I start to explain to her. And she said, what you say? What you really say to me? And I say, Kevin, my cousin's right, look here. See if you can work it out. See if you can work with that thing. I say, I still live there. Mm. But we sleep. We sleep like head and tail. She and maybe in all three different pieces of sweatsuit and all those things. And we not sleep, and we like with it together. We just, you know?
Right.
So it end up that one Sunday evening, I go look for my mother. And my mother inside and my sister outside. And my sister say, brother, you look distracted. We really have one. You don't look like you. And I say, no, man. Sis, I start laughing. I say, sis, nothing, man. Everything good, man. Sis, I know you. I know you. You're my bigger brother. I know you. I know you like that. I know we're not comfortable. Something wrong. And I say, mama, come here. Mama come out same time. Mama, he said, mama, look for him, brother. Brother look like somebody comfortable. Look for him. And him this, what we know? Mama said, no, something wrong. Talk to me. He said, my son, talk to me. Because you, me love you so much as you will talk to me and tell me what I since I tell the end. And now mama talk. And mama said, Jesus Christ. Me get the vision. And I can't even tell you, me get the vision for you. So I realize, no, sir, really you. I say, mommy, everything all right. I go work out that thing. So, miss keep on living at that place, but me in a terrace here, we are going and coming and going and coming. Sometimes I come from work, a peripheral care, meet an accident on the road, and I'm alone. They don't take time, I don't want to reach home. And I'm going through the terror. I mean, it was so hot. That's everything me eat bitter. Everything me eat bitter. And my bigger sister by my father's side one day in a town, and she said, brother, you're not looking like you. What happened? You look like a madman. What happened with you? And she gave me up and I started crying immediately, and I started telling her in a town. And she said, no, worry yourself. I'm going to get a room for you. And you move. My sister get a room for me in less than a week. When me go and pay the rent, 2 week rent for the house, me now not going to the house because me say me not leave with nothing if me leave. And me put up a cardboard in there and sleep for the first night and then me go home back the next day. And when the terror get hot, me say, no man, me can't stay. So once at the man, me just call one of me talk to friend. And when he come, my stepdaughter in the house, my woman gone to work and start to put some clothes in the care. My stepdaughter start crying, ask her what happened, where I go, where I'm going to leave. I'm going to tell her, I say, no, man, everything is good, don't worry yourself. He said, you're going to leave your house? You make mama run you? I said, no. And the mama, you know, I said, not mommy run me. God tell me something, and I do what God said to do. That time she didn't know some implant to kill her mother. Up till now, I don't believe. Because God tell me to leave. But my sister tell me, I'm going to leave. And Kevin, I leave, and that woman terrorized me. I said, day and night with phone call, day and night with phone call, I wore me same way. Till men are a bank account where every month we get paid, we say, put on this little thing in a rainy day. That is just a special thing. We don't know, like, say, we could draw from that for them. I'm going to leave something around.
Right.
I'm going to move with the book. I'm going to get 3 phone calls. The last phone call, then a man stand up for a reason. And I sing a ton of fun a reason. And Kevin, when I get the phone call, my friend said to me, I said, what happened to you? I said, nothing. I said, no, you can't tell me that. I said, tears are run out of your eye. I mean, you're talking a lot of cool, good, and that's why you get the phone call, tears are run out of your eye. I said, nothing, man. The man said, yes, something wrong. And I just walk on and say, to you, man, I just call my mother. My mother said, how much in the book? And I tell my mother, say, I just get a partner drive for so and so I'm putting it, you know. My mother said, take it out back. give her a rest where she know in the book. I'm going to just take it out, call her, meet her in the town, and give her the book. When I give her the book, and she walk with, she said, Jesus Christ, I could have what kind of man you? Eh? I'm just walk with him and I say nothing more to her. Kevin, you know, say, me have a nerve breakdown cost me over 300,000.
As a result of this relationship.
Yes. And you know how me get rid of it? One of my friends in New York, me call him and I talk to him and say, can you buy a ticket? And I say, yes, and say, buy a ticket. Come have a visa and say, buy a ticket. Come spend a month with me. And I saw me take time to get better. And when I come back home, went back to the same house because with one room I get me still never moving night. So one Saturday with the woman, I said, well, me just round this woman out to give me a heart attack or out to poison me out to do me something where just with a house and a land. I'm saying, I turned to myself and said, no, my grandmother did live with a land, my father did live land, my grandfather did live and mother of land. Me not care, me can't care land with me, but when I'm brave.
Right.
So I just forget. I just forget it. I'm just walk. You see, you know, it's Saturday, I walk with the courts. I'm just call one of the attendants in there, and she just sent me to the manager. I talk to the manager. I just say, look here, I never trust nobody nothing over 300,000, but if it come to a million, take it.
Mm.
So, you know, just so.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet a little lady, look here, in 2 days, everything with my order come in my house.
Nice.
And it take me 3 years to pay for them, and I pay for them in 2 years and add.
Yes.
And live comfortable up till today. I don't go back. And that woman takes sick, admit in hospital, and me and she call, and I run to him. I run and I help her. I spend over 2 months there with her till she get her operation, come back out and help her same way till she get better. And I realize that she's getting better and she pretend like she's not getting better. And I just get up one Sunday and I say, I'm going home now. And then she starts crying. I say, what happened? I say, I know she'll get better. So I'm going back. We are not together. We just help out the situation by God. So I can help and I'm helping you. But as I was saying, it is a very hard road for some man and some woman. We live a love life in lies. A whole heap of lies. A whole by deceitful things.
Yes.
We know we don't want that woman, but we take that woman and we have our ears and advantage, and then we kick her outside.
Or in your case, that man.
Yes, even the man, but some man don't have. Some man free to talk what happened to them in life. Well, I'm not that type of man. And Kevin, right now, let me tell you what happened right now.
Yes.
My stepdaughter asked me to marry to her because she lives in foreign and she want me to live there. I tell my stepdaughter, never in life, I would never do that. And I never married to her.
Okay.
You know what happened now? Guess what happened now? She live in foreign. I rent you rent out the house. I mean, Kevin, if you see the house, if me I tell you now, it's for you to see it for yourself. When me leave her, it was downstairs, but you're going upstairs now. And if you see it, it's a beauty to see what me leave. And right now, me comfortable. Where me living? I have my own key, should be sure. Me now, no one ask me when me coming, where me going, or when me do, sir, when me do. No. I'm very, very comfortable.
All right, so Rupert, going back to what you said at the beginning, remember you said you end up losing everything, you end up being at a loss.
Yes, a loss. I lost.
No,
when I'm leaving the
house. Everything.
When I leave the house, hear what I said to her. When she come home and find out in the night that I gone, she called me and say, you spoke a little split word, and she said, so I said, baby, listen up. You win. You take the house, you take the land, because the one thing I sure you cannot carry to heaven with you, and you cannot carry to grave with you. As long as you live, if you live your next 2 million years, you're gonna need live it same place. Somebody's gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
She never believed me. Right now, she looks a little bit in foreign. And I'm here in Jamaica, Syria. Which I say, if I'm married for if I'm married to make me go to foreign to live, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I have a visa over 30 years. I go to foreign when I want, come home back when I want.
Right.
I even do a little small. I do two business officially. No.
Yes.
I'm in the chemical business. I do all the household. I will take off chemical, mm-hmm. and I do a small part of music. Right now, I even have a music where really right off a she.
Mm.
Yeah, one of them. I do a whole a lot of music still, but one main music do a for she.
Yeah.
I was about she. It playing in the UK, and so I don't really have any playing Jamaican right now, just overseas.
Got you.
Yes, and I won't stop right. I even have a next one coming out right now, not for she, but for somebody else who claims that they so in love same way and never in love. That the first one I tell about name Grip on Me, this one. Mm. But about those people, this one coming in an expire date.
That's right. But you see, Rupert,
they always write by me. After them write, I go to the singer to do it. Yeah. I ask the singer, look here, you can drop some of my words, put in the meaning of my main words, put in what you want in the tune them. Cool, write the tune, but now you do the tune because you're a young artist. And both of us do it same way. When we got him with the idea, it was so nice. Him love it.
Nice. Rupert, let me tell you. You said you lost, you gained. Because here's what is happening. Or here's how I see it. You were with this woman who was using you. She got what she thought she wanted out of you. If you had stayed, if you had fought to stay, you'd have lost a whole lot more. You were at the point where you were thinking murder.
I would end up in prison.
Exactly. You wouldn't be that free man that you are now to say you can travel overseas whenever you feel like and go back to Jamaica whenever you feel like. That would have been gone. You wouldn't have been able to be as comfortable as you are today.
My God is good. I love my God. My God is good. My mama pray for me every day. I pray for myself. I don't baptize. I love my God. My God come first. Anything. I put no one in front of my God.
As well as you shouldn't.
No one before my God. My mommy. My God. My mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the rest come after.
But here it is. It took you 2 decades to see this woman for who she is. But it is because she put on that show for that period of time. And this is what we talk about with the authenticity of individuals in relationship. She put on a whole facade. Who it was that you were with, who it was that you met, that wasn't who you left in that house. That was someone else.
Kevin, my God, as me say, my God is my savior, my life, my sunshine, my going down of moon and my rising of the sun and everything. My God tell me, don't charge for no murder. It make no sense.
It doesn't.
It not me. In my family, I have no one ever find themselves in that position. And when I look in it now, I say, oh my God, oh my mom would have feel, oh my 3 children would have feel, oh the other people that would know me from birth till now would feel for no say. I find myself in that position. No food, right. I said, I'm wicked. I said this and no food, I said that. But plenty of people don't know the pain that I go through.
Yeah.
And no one, if I never strong, if my God wasn't with me,
mm-hmm.
thank my God every day, because if my God wasn't with me, I would maybe have come in from prison now, or maybe have a couple more years if I wasn't dead in there.
Right, right.
Because when I was planning to kill, I wasn't planning to kill one.
Mm.
All three in the house with me. Is me alone gonna live?
Well, I'm glad you didn't go through with that plan.
No, my God, as I say, my God. I came to tell you about how my God is good to me.
Yeah.
And I won't give my God for nothing at all. Nothing. I will just pray and go to my bed. And my God, make me sleep comfortable and belly full till tomorrow. When I have it, I have it. If I don't have it, I don't have it. But my God, work miracle for me. Not one, not twice, but many times.
So, let me ask you this. Early out in the relationship, was it that you were trying to make sure that this woman was happy? Everything that you did was to make her happy?
Kevin, I lived with this woman for 24 years and a half. I never unfaithful. I never have a next woman on the road. I never talk to the next woman that I love them, because there is one woman. That woman where I try to make her happiest life. She tell me even before we randomly say, no man never do what me do for him in life. But yes, still, that was a deceitful lie. She was just want what I can give.
Right.
And I honestly give. She never forced me to give. I forgive her, and I don't forgive myself. You know why I don't forgive myself?
Why not?
Listen why I don't forgive myself. It's from the very first time I take this lady to my mother. My mother called me in a week's time and said, my son is the wrong road. I said, what do you mean, mommy? I said, that woman is not yours.
Mm.
I go to my bed and begin to say, my dead grandmother, and my grandmother tell me, say, in this relationship, this woman is not yours.
Mm.
I didn't believe them.
Yes.
Until everything happened. And that's why I blame myself. I doesn't blame her. Because if you go down the road and somebody can give you something, why not take it?
Well, listen, yes, you were advised not to, but it was your lesson to learn. So it is not that you should not forgive yourself. You should recognize that for the lesson that it is and be grateful for it. And with that, see it in yourself and see yourself as being victorious and over the situation and have grown out of it. So it's nothing really for you to forgive yourself for, but it is everything for you to recognize that you came through it. And now you have a story to tell. You have a message to give, because you can only have a message when you have mess and it age. And over this time, that mess... This is how you can tell us of that mess right now. This is how you end up with this message.
Kevin, I got this relationship, you see, with nothing but love. I mean, I don't go in with one foot in and one foot out.
Understandable.
I go in with my whole heart, love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, love. I love. I don't play with love. I don't play with people when it comes to love. If I don't love you, I don't tell you I love you.
Well, not everybody stays that way.
If I love you, I cannot hurt you. And that's why I don't hurt her. Because I would love her so much as I say, hey, oh my God, let me say, I never love her, do certain things. So that's why I say I forgive her.
But you need this is the part that I'm trying to get to understand, Rupert. As much as you love her, you need to love you more. So you haven't truly forgiven her until you if you see where there's some forgiveness that you need to give to yourself and you're not giving it, in order for you to truly forgive her, because the forgiveness is not for her, no, it's for you.
Well, Kevin, I'm telling you the truth. I'm taking my time coming around it, and I take time finding back some happiness inside, and I'm working with it. And that's why I can talk about it. Because once I wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Would never talk about it. I would just smile and gone and don't talk about it. But I realize I'm never talking about it and it's hurting. Spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Release it.
So I find myself telling, say, God send me to do a work and I do the work. So I will get my pay when the time comes. Or if I don't get it, my children will get it. And right now,
right.
I can tell you, I got 3 children and, oh my God, I would mind if me get 20 like them. No, they
that's your blessing, man.
They're one of the beautifulest children I could ever get. I would even tell my big son, because I get 2 daughters and 1 son, I have to tell my son how much I love him. He would never even know how much I love him.
Mm. Well, our young men actually need that. They need their fathers, even if the father is not there with them in the home or wherever they live. They still need their fathers reminding them that they are loved.
And my children, them tell you the truth, Kevin.
Yes.
They are not boxy now. And they put themselves where they want it. They are not boxy. Remember, when you may say, they are not boxy.
Mm.
And I don't ask them for nothing.
Yes.
All because I say they are young and they try life and make life, make them live them life. If I get old and I'm a big man, you know, Kevin.
Yes, I can tell.
I'm broke in 64.
Mm.
If you see me, getting around 50.
That's a good life. That is your resolve. That is you getting out of that situation and you living without that stress. Because that stress would make you look like you're 80.
Yeah, I
be
know
grateful.
That.
So, you know, you're talking about you not forgiving yourself. Yeah, be grateful. Accept it for what it is. You have nothing to forgive yourself for, really, you know. Because that was your lesson to learn.
Yeah, and I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson and I don't stop help, no matter what happens.
And
I don't stop help.
That is the mark. That shows that you have character. That's that integrity that I was talking about earlier. It's not just being the authentic individual. It is being true to what you say you are going to do. You said that you were going to be there for that woman.
Yeah.
And even when she dissed you, even when she threw you out, even when she left you face down in the ground, you got up and you said, let me take care of you. Because that was what you said you were going to do. And you will be blessed for that.
Well, I'm blessed already for it. I can tell you.
There you go.
I can tell
and you recognize your blessing.
Yeah. Because my children, them, the blessing that's falling on them, no, God grace is upon them, and I love that. I love every move, everything they're doing.
Nice.
Yes,
and I'm sure they're proud of you.
Yes, I said reason why I said it, because maybe if God never with me, they wouldn't strive that way.
Mm-hmm. But you see, it's not even just your children. Even her children.
Yeah.
Because they're looking out for your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the blessings?
Yeah, man. That is so true.
But, Rupert, I thank you for sharing your story. I thank you for giving this real-life experience of what it is like when someone is not authentic.
Yeah, I said, Kevin, I'm so happy talking to you. But as I said, I have two songs what I write off of this thing. And if the world could have recognized what I write about that song, it would mean something to me. I don't mean the money.
Email, the world to email them to me, man. DJ Kevin Stew. In fact, don't use that one. Use DJ K Stew Music. If you look on my website, you'll see the email. DJ K Stew Music at gmail.com. Oh. Send them to me.
I will.
All right. Yeah. Blessings, Rupert. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much for this interview. And I wasn't alive.
Mm.
I wasn't live.
Yeah, man, you're live right now.
Oh, my father. Kevin, thank you very much. And thank all the listeners that here. And I hope they don't fall in the same shoe I fall in.
Listen, I'm pretty sure somebody heard your story and is looking at their relationship or looking at their life right now and saying, boy, you know, I dodged that bullet, or, you know, this is the message that I needed to make my next move.
Relationship, it doesn't take one, it takes two, and it takes somebody with a strong heart to have a relationship, because people tell you their love or their care, but you're not seeing the heart, you don't know what's in it, so you have to just trust yourself to what you want. But when you're loving someone, love with your heart. Don't love with so somebody can give you something.
Yes, man.
I don't love you if you can give me something. Mm-hmm. I love if I give you. And I will come out from my bed and give you. And well, we have one TV in my house, and you don't have any, and I take it up and give you. And don't want a TV.
Well,
I just want to see.
But that is how you love. You are one. You have a heart of a nurturer. You have a heart of a giver. That is how you love. And there's nothing wrong with it. As long as you recognize who you are, as long as you are happy with who you are, and as long as you recognize if you're being taken advantage of. Because it doesn't mean that you give all willy-nilly to everybody, to all and sundry. No. You need to be wise about it.
Yeah, but if somebody who God sent to do his work, no matter what you do, as long as you're a giver, mm-hmm. you cannot stop giving. You will tell your heart, I'm not going to give, but tomorrow morning, if you don't give tonight, tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up and crying, why am I never give Tom, give Dick? You never sleep comfortable.
Yeah.
You never. So you have to do what God sent you to do. And I feel that is my work God sent me to do.
Well, do it, my brother. Do it. And do it with all your heart.
I do everything with my heart. Everything. If I'm going to do something for you, I don't do and talk about it. I do with my heart. And I hope you appreciate what I do.
Yeah, man. That's the way to do it.
Rupert, yes, I'm a brother.
Thank you for your message.
You have a wonderful night already.
You too. Okay. Take care. Remember, send me the music, yeah?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna look on your site and you could WhatsApp me the
email.
Email too. Okay.
I got you.
Yeah, man. Very much. All right. You have a wonderful.
All right.
Nice
blessings,
talking
man.
To you.
Blessings.
Yes, sir. Bless.
A pleasure.
Yeah.
This is Real Talk, and it doesn't get any realer than that. At this point in time, we're going to go off into a little bit of a musical therapy. I want to thank Rupert for telling his story. Hold on, Jadon. Thank you, Rupert, for telling your story, because, like I said, somebody needed to hear that story. That is a story that would save somebody else. You had family that came along and saved you. You just saved someone else. Because who it was that you had in your house, you thought you were taking care of. a gentle lamb, but it turns out to be wolf in sheep clothing.
King Selassie, your guide, we're on with journey. Yeah.
The Zone of Aizen, working out with Jadan.
To the end,
it's Jadan.
And Jadan.
One blood.
If there's one thing I have for you all, it is love and appreciation. Yeah, man, I truly appreciate love for each and every one of you. Thank you for the support. Big ups, Rupert.
Sisters, brothers.
As we get out of here,
one life,
I do want to remind you, look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. Those you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, or the walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Look out for one of them today, because you never know who's going to look out for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Steele. This is how I like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, kevinsteele.com and affiliates. I do encourage you to join me on Saturday for the Saturday Steele Reggae Global Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, reggaeglobalradio.com. Thank you to the affiliates. Thank you to the sponsors.
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you all, wherever you are in the world.
Well, oh.
As Cesar takes us out with one, I tell you all good night from right here in South Florida. Be good. If you can't be good at it. Take care until... Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.